Ghosts, hauntings, UFOs, Bigfoot, aliens, shadow people, vampires, werewolves, demons. Blurring the line between the normal and the paranormal, Harrisburg Area Paranormal Society presents The Blurred Line. Here are your hosts, Sue Shinsky, John Curley, and Matt Haas.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Blurred Line. I am one of your hosts, Sue Shensky, along with my fabulous cohorts.
Matt Haas.
And John Curley. How you everybody doing?
Hey.
What up?
So we had, when we were on Wednesday nights, we used to have something that we called Wing It Wednesday. And now that we're on Tuesday, we got to figure out some sort of snappy thing.
Slap it Tuesday or
Slap
something.
Slap it Tuesday. Because Wing It Tuesday just doesn't sound that good.
Impromptu Tuesdays, I don't know.
Impromptu Tuesdays. We're not too fancy here. But we do have some great guests coming up in December and January, which I will say later. But yes. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I mean, I seen Sue a while ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Tired but living.
You got a little in there.
Gremlin. Yes, gremlins.
We have to snip you up, man. You having too many kids.
I only have two. That's about the last of them, man.
You guys done?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was done at one.
Right.
Way no more. Cost too much money.
Yeah, they do. I don't even know. I have a dog. She's laying on the floor right now with her nose up against the door.
They cost enough themselves. My dog likes chewing socks. So.
You're what?
My dog likes swallowing my daughter's socks.
Ew.
Man, he eats like four or five of these things a week and then throws them up or craps them out. I'm like, man, there's socks everywhere outside. I'm like, here's all your socks out there.
Oh, my goodness.
This is gross.
Yeah,
it's
my
a good
dog
thing you have a girl, not a boy. Yeah. Socks can be dangerous.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, my dog, she doesn't really eat anything weird. She eats a lot of biscuits. Get a little chunky, Daisy. Daisy. Her ear went up. I can't
but,
really
yeah, so we much. Went to an interesting case a couple of weeks ago that we're most likely getting up in, was it Hershey, wasn't it?
Or right Palmyra.
I mean, you literally got to go through Chocolate Town to get to it, so.
Oh, you do, yeah.
Yeah, I came right through 422. Interesting place. I mean, it was pretty cool, Sue, because you did you picked up on some things there, and he didn't say anything about it, and you really picked up on it. And
yeah, I was surprised.
He said something about the closet. He looked at me like, how the hell did you know that? He was just like, he was like astonished. He's like, looked over at his wife, looked at me, he's like, I don't know how the hell you knew that, but
I'm like, yeah, what's up with the closet?
Yeah, he was blown away. He's like, okay, I think she's legit.
It was cool. Happens sometimes.
His eyes lit up. He was like, what the hell? How is she like, how the hell does she know that? But they have a lot of stuff going on, like loud banging and the front door opening up on its own, all kinds of weird stuff going on in there. And it's right next to a church rectory. I mean, it is a church rectory.
It is. It's a parsonage, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's right next to the damn church, you know. And he was, I mean, I think he's one of those people that are like haunted and things just follow him around his.
Well,
his
I think he's a medium.
Yeah, I mean, because every place he's lived in, when he was saying that, you know, it was haunted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not normal.
No, and we had talked to Barry Taff, oh gosh, like 2 years ago. And he said if someone has, you know, if every house they've lived in is haunted, it's them.
Yeah, most definitely. That's just like the case we did in Ephrata with Shelby. The same way. I mean, every house she's lived in has been haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's got this freaky stuff going on in her house that, I mean, it's strange, man. She called me yesterday and said she was seeing that black thing with red eyes. This figure that's like 7 foot tall, you know, I mean, that would scare the hell out of me. If I, you know, wake up to go to the bathroom and all of a sudden I look over in my daughter's room and there's a 7 foot figure there with glowing red eyes looking at me, I'm probably going to bust one right in my pants, you know.
God, yeah, I don't know that I'd want to stay there. But, you know, if you don't have a choice, what are you going to do?
To see something like that on a regular basis would freak me the hell out. You know, I'd have to move.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I would want to subject my children to that.
But, you know, if it is you, you know, if you have experiences no matter where you are, if you move, it doesn't mean it's going to stop.
It'll just follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the neighbors don't experience anything, which is nuts.
So it's got to be them. You know.
I don't get it.
In my opinion. You know, but
yeah, it's got to be something that's attracted to them, you know, or her children, you know. Her one son is, you know, he doesn't really talk much. And he's, I don't know, 5 years old, you know.
Oh, wow, is he five now?
Yeah, and
still at that age of innocence, too. So that means, you know, a lot of things will be attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really think they're attracted to him too, because she said it's in the kid's room. She's seen it. She called yesterday, Matt, and said that she's seen it twice in 1 week. This thing with, you know, glowing red eyes. She said the first night she seen it, it kind of just disappeared. You know, she seen it. It kind of turned and looked at her with these really like glowing, she almost described it like brake lights on a car. Yeah, man, she said it was really bright. She said it just like evaporated into nothing. The second night she seen it, this all happened one night. It was at 3 a.m. The next night it was at 4 a.m. You know, she went to get up and check on the kids, and there's this figure standing there, 7 foot tall, looking down at her kids. It looks at her. And it doesn't evaporate this time. It just stays there for several minutes, she said, until finally it just, like, she said, it like looked like it melted away.
Hmm. Like, you know, something that just popped into my head just for really quickly was a turnpike stop. I'm like, is their house some sort of, I know everybody talks about there being portals and things like that. But, I mean, can they come in anywhere? Is
Why
it,
not?
You know?
I mean, anything's possible doing this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's totally unpredictable. I don't understand any of it anymore. I first started, I thought I was going to find a lot of answers to it, but I really don't have any answers to any of it. What about you guys?
Nope, no more than I started with, but I tell you, one thing that kind of that got to me was, I don't know if you were looking at your Facebook, but Chris posted that thing of that other investigative group. You know, cake is a lie. I'm like, you know, this is what kills credibility. I was like, you realize it's out of a video game? That's not a spirit talking to you. You might want to do a little research.
Wait, what is it?
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Have you got the link to that?
Yeah, hold on. I might have a link to it. I got to find it. But
you got
to
put that people.
It was. Link. It was hysterical because it was this, I guess the news covered this. I don't know if it was local news in PA maybe, but they were covering, I guess, an investigative group down there. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, we had our psychic come in here and confirm this. And, you know, this is paranormal. And I'm like, and I guess on the board it had written on the cake is a lie. I'm like, and if you're an avid video game player like I am, you know, of a genre, you know, Half-Life. And yeah, it was a very famous meme. And Half-Life, I've actually used it quite a few times, so I was like, wow, really? So I just kind of, you look at it, it's like, you guys bring no credibility to this entire thing.
Dude, when Chris put that up, I'm like, this is too funny, man. And then you came in right after, you're like, dude, I'm cracking up.
That out. That's hilarious.
When I seen it, it said, the cake is a lie. I automatically thought of you. I just started laughing. I'm like, these people have no clue. They actually thought a ghost wrote this on a chalkboard.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. They thought a ghost actually wrote that on a chalkboard. in this abandoned, what was it, like an abandoned shack or something?
Yeah, something like that. It was kind of crazy.
Why would a ghost write the cake is a lie?
He made up something.
Were they in France?
Maybe he was a diabetic ghost and got a little mad and died from diabetes or something, you know?
Or the French Revolution. I mean,
it's just this hillbilly looking guy with this freaky, like, goofy cowboy hat on. And he's like, the cake is a lie. That's telling me that something is a lie here. I'm like, oh my God.
I have, now, you know, I hate talking bad about other groups, but I'm sorry. What?
It was bad. You got to see it. It's so bad.
Oh, jeez.
It's bad. It's funny as hell, though. I mean, you just got to laugh at that kind of stuff. They all want to be like Taps. You know what I mean? And it's just,
I guess.
Man, that's not how this is anymore.
You know, it's funny because I was actually looking at Facebook today, and, you know, like I said, I'm not talking bad about any group, but sometimes I just get disenchanted with the whole idea. Like, I really like investigating. I really like trying to, you know, get evidence, you know, supporting the paranormal, you know, supporting things that I have experienced throughout my life. But sometimes I just read stuff and I'm like, do you really believe that? And then sometimes I think, maybe I'm the dumb one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys feel like that ever? Like, you look at stuff and you're like, first you're like, what? And then you're like, well, maybe they're right, or maybe they've got something there.
Yeah, like, you know, you're calling them the space cadet, but maybe you are.
Maybe I am. But then, you know, crazy people don't ask themselves if they're crazy. So I guess there's that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess for that one, the only thing that bugged me was like 2 minutes of research. Just Google the cake is a lie.
Oh,
and
you'd probably
see it pop up. It's like, come on, guys.
And well, maybe the ghost was a gamer. I mean,
maybe.
You know what, Matt? You never know.
Never know.
That's just like, you know, our client when we went there, I was talking to him, and I was like, you know, there are no solutions to this young thing.
Right.
You know, he looked at me like I had 10 heads.
Yep, he did.
There's got to be a solution.
There has to be something. Turn the switch.
I'm like, nah, man. I said, I don't care what you say. I've experienced it and been there. And there are no answers to this. There are no solutions to it. There's no magic, you know, wave your magic wand around and your sage and it's going to go away. It's just, right. That's just not how it is. Yeah. Unfortunately, TV has misled people a lot.
I mean, and I kind of come at it and not necessarily disagreeing with you, because I do believe that whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But I think sometimes, too, we have a lot of control over what happens in our environment. And I think there's so much that we don't know about our own brains, about things that we can actually create in our environment. So... And it goes to just like, do you guys believe in the power of prayer? Do you believe in the power of positive thinking? What
you
can put out there
is just exactly. Make yourself sick just thinking about it enough.
Exactly. So
it's just like, you know, if you've ever been so mad where you've gave yourself a headache.
Exactly.
You know, like, God, I got a headache. I'm like, fucking my head's going to explode.
Or, you know. Even, and I do this sometimes, you know, when we go on investigations, if I see a bookshelf, I automatically, and maybe this is because I'm a nerd, but I automatically look and see what the books they have on their shelves. And if I see all horror and sci-fi and that kind of thing, that's a clue to me that it's possible that this person, you know, enjoys that genre.
Overactive imagination.
Exactly. Well, not necessarily imagination, but have you ever, you sit and you watch some scary movie or some scary show and you get yourself freaked out? My husband actually says this to me sometimes when I see things and hear things, because that has happened to me my entire life, no matter where I lived, and it's me. But he'll be like, well, you've been watching a lot of ghost shows lately. Maybe you brought it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you think that can happen?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can project anything. Your brain can project anything, you know, projects fear and things like that. So, yeah, who knows? You know what I mean? It's possible.
I mean, there's lots of people out there like me. I mean, I'm very, I guess, empathic. I can typically walk into a room And if I'm talking to someone, especially if I know them very, not necessarily know them very well, but it does happen when I know someone very well. But I was, you know, at work one day and I started to feel really, really anxious. And then, but I realized, why are you, there was nothing for me to be anxious about, but the person in the cube next to me was freaking out and hadn't said anything. You know, I think that, you know, if you know people really well, or even if you don't, I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter if I know the person or not. I kind of pick up on their feelings.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen too. I don't know. I totally made no sense.
No, it makes sense, because, I mean, I don't know if I ever told you about the, there was this, it's weird as hell. I can't explain this, but there was this guy at work, and he was in my orientation class when I actually started going to work where I work, and just something off about this guy. And maybe me and him, something with, you know, maybe different energies. I don't know how you want to put it, but I literally could tell when this guy walked in a room before he, you know, before I even saw him. I mean, yeah. it didn't matter where it was. You know, I could tell when he walked in, when he got into within close proximity to me, with probably about 100 feet, I could tell.
Yeah.
So I was like, I told my mom, I was like, what is this dude's deal? Because like he came up to me one day and he was talking to me, and it was just one of the weirdest conversations. Like, I thought this guy was going to murder me in my sleep.
Oh my God.
but yeah, every time he entered a room, I could tell. I'm like, yep, there he is. And I'd start looking for him, and I could find him. I'm like, yep, there he is.
Yeah, maybe there's something messed up about him, you know what I mean? Like, you're picking up or something. It's kind of weird.
Your energy does not mesh well with his.
No. Yeah.
I think that can happen. And there's lots of books out there. You know, people talk about dreams. And I actually had listened to a radio show. It was actually Art Bell before he disappeared from Sirius after 6 weeks, which was disheartening. But he had a woman on talking about dreams and about how all of these things can happen in your dreams, and you can go and visit people in your dreams. And I want to know what you guys thought about that too. Like, do you think you can really interact with people in your dreams?
What do you think, Matt?
I wouldn't discount it, but I've never, you know, seen it or done it. But I've heard of people having like outer body experiences where they actually can interact with people. But
I think it's possible. I know they say, you know, your loved ones that have passed on come to you in your dreams, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I had a really weird dream one time right after my uncle had passed, and he knew I was into the ghost thing and stuff like that, and this dream was really freaky.
Tell us more.
Yeah, it was really weird. I'm dreaming, you know, that I'm in a place that, you know, it was like a neighborhood bar that we all used to go to, but my uncle's there, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? You're dead. And he's like, like, I'm the only one seeing you? And he's like, yeah, that's the cool thing. He goes, watch this. And he steps into nothing, and he's gone. He's like, there's an invisible wall. He steps in and I can't see him anymore. And I'm like, where the hell'd you go? And he pops his head. He goes, see, man, it's cool, ain't it? I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, that's really weird. He goes, yeah, you can do this shit all day long. Like,
oh my God.
Wow. Yeah,
this is the dream I had. This is right after he passed away. And I'm like, I woke up and I'm like, sat up in bed. I'm like, man, this is really freaky, man. Like, I think he was trying to tell me something that, you know, we can pop in and out of things and stuff, you know, when you die. It was really weird. It was almost like a confirmation, almost, but it was strange, man. It had me. I couldn't go back to sleep. I woke up around 1 a.m. and I didn't go back to sleep the rest of the night. I just sat there, like, freaked out. I'm like,
that would be a little strange.
Really weird, man. Really weird. But I have a lot of weird things that happen here, so, I mean, I seen a freaking full bodied here, so it was kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah, tell us about that. You've been having some crazy stuff happen in your house.
Yeah, all the years I was here, I've lived in this house. I've lived here probably, 18 years now. But when I first moved here, you know, I would have little weird things happen, like tapping on a window, like someone was like knocking on the window and stuff while I'm watching TV. And I'm like, look, yeah, I go out there, there's no one out there. So I'm like, it's kind of freaky, you know. The lights would go out, like, right when I'd be watching scary things, the lights would go out. Just really weird stuff, like watching ghost stories, and the light would just go, power would just go out. I'm like, man, that's freaking weird. So one day my niece is here, and they live in Delaware, and she's outside playing. And she comes in the house, and she's like, Uncle John, who's that guy in the basement? I'm like, what?
Ugh.
What? She's like, there's a guy in the basement. I'm figuring somebody broke into my house. He's in the basement. So I go get my gun. I'm like, I'm looking. Yeah, I'm going down the basement. I'm freaking out. I'm like, man, somebody's in the house, dude. So I'm like, get down the basement. I'm searching the basement. I'm like, there ain't nobody down here. I was like, what do he look like? She said, old guy with like painter's clothes on or something, or a jumper or something. Like, I'm like, man, that's kind of weird. I didn't pay any attention to it, and you know, started doing a little work in the house, and my father was here, and he was hooking up the electric, and he hooked up the electric, and he turned it on, and he was, yeah, it's working here, but get down and turn it off, and I'm going to hook this other socket up. So I went down, and I turned the breaker off, and I went upstairs to get something, and I heard this, like, explosion, like, boom, like the power, you know, he hit something hot. So I went down there, and he's like, what the hell did you why didn't you turn the power off? I'm like, dude, I turned the power off, man. You know, and I went down there, and he's like, the breaker's on. And I'm like, dude, how in the hell did the breaker get on? I turned that off. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm telling you, man, I turned the breaker off. It was off. And somehow it got turned back on. How? I have no idea. And just that kind of weird stuff happened, you know, throughout the whole time I've lived here. And when I started investigating, really getting into investigating, it really started getting more active, which is leading up to what happened probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago. I seen a full-bodied apparition in my house. It freaked me the hell out, man. I was not expecting to see that here, you know. I know I had a lot of weird things that happened, but I seen it. I had came home from work late. It was about 11. So, you know, I said, man, I got to get back up at like 3:30 to go in. So I got a shower, you know, eat, and just watching TV on the couch. And I fell asleep. And I heard a noise, matter of fact, in the same room I'm sitting in right now that I'm, you know, doing the show out of. And I thought my dog was in there, because my dog likes to go in there and get into my stuff and chew shit up, you know. So I'm like, man, I'm going to kill this goddamn dog. So I get up. I sit up, you know, to go in here, and I look over, and there's a freaking guy standing at the doorway, an old guy with overalls on. I'm like, holy shit, this is the guy my niece seen all those years ago. And I had never seen anything up to that time, you know.
Yeah.
And I see this thing. I see him standing there, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, this is freaking nuts, man. Like, I was shaking, and it just disappeared, man, like into nothing. It was gone. And it made a weird noise, which is really strange. It made this noise like static, like when it disappeared. It was weird. I was like, what the hell? I stood up, and I'm like, man, every hair on my body was standing up.
Hmm.
It was crazy. I'm like, what in the hell?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it made static noise when it disappeared, like if you rubbed your hand across an old TV, and it makes that, like, it sounded just like that. And it just disappeared into nothing. It was just, it was incredible. I always thought I would see it on a case somewhere, but never in my own house, you know. It was nuts. It was really nuts. I kind of felt like Matt.
Matt. Yeah.
I never see that kind of stuff, but that was crazy, man. I mean, that is really nuts. And my buddy, he's experiencing the same stuff over his house. Like, he was telling me some of the things. We're probably going to investigate his house. This is really, like I said, I seen this woman in front of his house at like 3:30 in the morning on the opposite side of his house, just running down the street with this nightgown on, no shoes. It was like February, you know. And I had mentioned something to him when I seen him. I was like, I seen this old lady, like, in front of your house, like, 3:30 in the morning, man. You know, and he's like, really? I was like, yeah. He goes, what she look like? I said, you have neighbors, like, old people live across the street or something? He's like, nah, man, we don't have any old neighbors around here at all, actually. I said, yeah, man. She had her hair, like, pulled up, kind of old style, like, old flowy nightgown. It was kind of weird. No shoes. I said, I stopped and, you know, wound the window down and said something to her, and she just looked at me. She just looked straight ahead. She never even looked at me. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah,
it's kind of weird that she ain't even looking at me. I'm like, hey, you all right? You all right? Because she was like flailing her arms around and stuff. She was doing all kinds of weird stuff. You know, I'm like, this lady, she escaped from a lunatic asylum or something. You know, I'm like, yeah, it's February. It was freezing out when I seen her. You know what I mean? It was February. And I told him, and he's like, dude, we see a woman like that in my house. I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, nah, man, my daughter and my sons, they see her all the time in this old, like, nightgown. I'm like, maybe I seen this girl. Maybe it was a ghost. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. It was weird as hell. But he was telling me some of the things that were happening in his house. This is freaky, man. This, I got to tell you this. Now, my buddies, they're brothers. They live right near each other. And his son was down there. And he went to the bathroom in the basement, and his cousin was sitting on the couch, and they have a mirror on the wall. So he happened to look into the mirror, and he could see, you know, his cousin Terry in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, he sees a shadow scaling down the wall, like literally like scaling down the wall like Spider-Man, and it zips into the bathroom with his cousin.
Oh,
and he's like, he jumps up, runs in the bathroom, and his cousin Terry's in there. He's like, what, dude? He's like, dude, something came into the bathroom with you. And he's like, what? He goes, something black scaled down the wall and came into the bathroom with you. Like, he was freaking out. You know what I mean? He goes, I didn't see anything. He goes, dude, it came in. I seen it through the mirror, man. He's like, freaking out, man. He was telling me the story. It was pretty amazing. And he's like, yeah, man, it was freaky, dude. It looked like Black Spider-Man or something crawling down the wall, and it zipped into the bathroom. I'm like, wow, dude, that's nuts. It was freaky. So it scared the hell out of him. That would freak me out.
It would freak me out, too.
Freaky!
But we've been talking about some of our personal experiences. We've been talking about things that we actually think and believe in. And John was just talking about something that happened in his house. And part of the conversation reminded me of a situation that happened to me a few years ago. And I was driving to my parents' home, and they live probably, I guess, 5 hours north of where I live now, and in the mountains of Pennsylvania going towards Buffalo. And I usually leave the house. I mean, not leave the house. I usually, when I go up to see them, I try to leave on a Friday evening because I just want to get there and wake up there. So I left one time. I can't even remember when it was. I think it was before I was married, which, oh my God, it was like 10 years ago. Driving up to my parents' house, I think to do a fitting for my dress that my mom made. And I had gotten to a certain point in the drive, and I was exhausted. I stopped to get a drink, to use the restroom, whatever. And then I get back on the road, and I'm on these back, at a certain point, you're on back roads. And all of a sudden, there are these two lights in my rear view, like in my behind me. There's this truck that I had been clearly watching the road because I knew I was getting tired. So I was conscious. I was trying to keep myself awake. You know what I mean? And yeah, I'm talking to you, Matt.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to keep myself, not that I was trying to keep myself awake, but I was conscious of my surroundings because I was tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, you get to that point where it's like hyper aware.
Yeah, because you just don't want to fall asleep. So
yeah,
this car seemed to be tailgating me. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm like, I'm not going to speed. This is weird. I'm on these back roads. I'm by myself. I don't have my dog with me. I usually travel with my dog when I'm driving by myself. And all of a sudden, I look up and the lights are gone. Like, literally, I looked up a second or two before and they were there. And then they were gone. And there was no road. There were no driveways. Nothing. The car was gone. It was gone. And it made me wonder if either A, it was a ghost, truck of some sort. I know I sound like an idiot. Or B, or whatever, C or D or E, could it have been someone there a guardian angel of some sort trying to keep me awake. You know what I mean? Because I was hyper aware at that moment. And previously, I had been so tired that I was worried about falling asleep. Discuss. What do you think?
Discuss.
Coffee talk.
You heard my, I think I talked, was it a, I talked about one of the experiences I had going through Kentucky with my wife a while back, you know, with that same, sort of similar thing where, you know, both of us, it's late at night. It's, you know, probably, what is it, like 2 or 3 in the morning. We're driving to my parents' house at the time when they lived there. And we passed that little cross on the road. And then a little while later, we saw that person in like a white shirt, looked all bloodied up, just kind of standing on the corner of the road.
I don't think I remember the story.
Yeah, I think I told it a while back. But yeah, we were driving. And, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I see, like, you know how they have the memorials for people who are killed in the road or whatever. And yeah, we saw this person, like a man sitting there in a white shirt and jeans, and it was bloodied up. And I'm like, whoa. And I was like, did you see that? And I saw the other one. So he goes, no, I saw that. And I was like, that was a man, right? Because she's like, yeah. Because, you know, I saw him, and then I do the double take. I looked in my mirrors. I didn't see him in my mirrors. And then I looked behind me to, you know, just look there and nothing. So, yeah, whether it's something playing tricks on you or it was really something there late at night. But, yeah, I can understand that, you know, being tired and seeing things.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, did that happen because I was tired and somebody was trying to keep me awake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe he's trying to warn you not to become like he. What happened to him? Because my dad, he told me that road or whatever that they were on, there's a lot of truck drivers, or not truck drivers, but like just service vehicles that go across there. And I remember going across that same road again one time. This service vehicle was in front of us, and he was weaving all over the place, whether he was asleep or drunk. I have no idea. It's Kentucky, so I mean, it could have been both. But
hey, now.
Yeah, we had to just beat feet around this guy just to not get killed. But yeah. He was erratically driving, so I could see where people would just fall off in that road and get themselves killed.
That's crazy. It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It's like when you go on some of those investigations, and you're like, man, you ever get that feeling like when you're driving, that something jumped in the car with you?
Yes.
I've had that happen.
That's freak.
Not an investigation.
It's freak.
Before.
That is my worst fear of bringing something home with me.
That one at New Cumberland. When we went there, that's I always felt like that when I left that house for some reason. I don't know why. It was freaky, man. I didn't like that place too much. I mean, it was cool because it was really active, but it was one of those places that there was something not very cool there.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
There was something not good there. I don't know what it was, but I experienced it a couple different times in there. This was really interesting. Me and a girl named Amy was there. She's no longer with Haps, but she was with us. And we're in this kid's bedroom where they see this black figure again with the red eye thing, you know, that we get so many times in these different cases. But
yeah.
I was kind of provoking something to, you know, whatever was in the house to do something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
was like, come on, do something to let me know that you're here. I mean, this is bullshit. I want to do something to me. You know what I mean? You're scaring a kid. Do it to me. Well, all of a sudden there's something in the recorder goes, "Wah!" like really loud like that. And other people in the room didn't hear it, but the homeowner heard it through the headphones. It was in my headphones.
Yeah,
I mean, it scared the hell out of me. I freaking ripped the headphones off my head. I'm like, what in the hell was that? Like, she's like, oh, my God, what was that? I said, you heard that? And she's like, yeah. I said, Amy, did you hear that? And she's like, no, I didn't hear anything. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And she was standing literally right next to me, but the homeowner heard it, but she didn't.
Yeah.
And I played the recording back, and it was in the recorder. You heard it in the recorder. I'm like, what the hell was that, man? Whatever it was, it purposely did it, you know what I mean, into the recorder.
I remember was actually my first investigation with you guys. And I remember, and I've said this, I probably told the story about 5 million times, but I'm telling it again. So we were standing in the kitchen and we were about ready to split up into groups. And, you know, one one group of people was going to be inside, and the, you know, we were going to just take it in teams. And we were walking through the kitchen. Actually, we hadn't even gone through the kitchen yet. We were standing in the kitchen, and right behind me, I heard a woman go, "Ah." Oh.
That was me and you there.
Yeah, it was me, you, and John, and Amy. I think Diana was there, too. And I was like, "Do you guys hear that?"
Yeah, and I heard it.
Everybody's like, "Did anybody have the recorder on?" We're like, "No."
Yeah, we didn't start. Yeah. Like, shit, we didn't have it on.
Yeah, it was like a half hour after we got in. I mean, we set everything up and everything.
That was one freaky ass place. What did I tell everybody before we even went in there? Me and Don had already been there, and Amy, mm-hmm. but everybody else. What did I say before we went there? I said, "This is one of those places where, you know, the activity is really high, and you're not going to get shit like this in every case, but this place is crazy." And we had a lot of things happen, especially with the ghost box when we were in there. That was some crazy shit that happened on the ghost box, man.
Yeah.
That we need another one of those cases.
Oh, my God, dude. You should have heard this voice that came out of the ghost box. I mean, it was scary, dude. I don't know. It was saying help or hell or something like that, but... your mother was like, "Whoa!" I mean, it was freaky, man. Like, we were all sitting there, and we're like, "Come on and do something." And I heard it come through maybe like once or twice, like this loud, deep voice. And then all of a sudden, we're like, "Where are you at?" And all of a sudden, it's like, "Hell!" Like, through the speaker, dude. It was it was creepy as hell, man. Like, dude, that might have been Satan himself. I don't know, but. It was scary, man. It made me – I wanted to leave. I wanted to get up the house, dude. That's no kidding. I wanted to get up, get my shit together, and leave. I'm like, dude, that was not cool. Whatever that was, it was
– malevolent.
Yeah, it wasn't good, man. It was freaky. And the thing about the case was it knew a lot of things about her that no one else knew. And I knew it because she told me.
Right.
But nobody else in the house knew. Like, she'd been raped. And in recordings, in EVP recordings, we were getting this thing going, "She was raped. She was raped. She's a whore." Like, saying she was a whore, a bitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
dude, all
bad.
Kinds of things, man. It was freaky, dude. It was freaky. I was in there one time, right, and I had a recorder in this pantry where she said she sees this black figure. So I stuck the recorder in there. I'm freaking getting cold chills just thinking about it. But I got a recorder in there, and we're in the living room, and this male voice comes on the recorder and says, "Come on in here. I'm up here." Like, saying it's up in the – there was an attic in there.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went up in there, but I ain't going up in there, dude.
He took his skinny butt up in there. No, I remember walking into the kitchen, and we weren't even recording at the time. I think we were on a break. We were getting ready to set up in the kitchen, and I walked through, and out of that closet, I heard, "Psst."
Dude, that closet, that utility closet was freaky, man.
Mm-hmm.
There was a presence in there big time. I was actually waiting for something bad to happen there.
Yeah, me too.
Man, I tell you what, I mean, I did see a couple, I was scratched in there, and I did see a door fly off the wall and hit that lady in the head, man. It was nuts. I mean, the door was off the hinges. It was just leaning against the wall. I mean, it had a good lean on it, and there isn't any wind that's going to push a freaking heavy-ass wooden door off the wall. And I happen to look up, and I'm talking to her, and the door's behind her. I look up, and I just see the door coming off the wall. I'm like, "Is that really happening?" Boom! They pinned her right to the floor, dude. I mean, just flattened her. She freaking spilled coffee all over me. I'm like, "Oh, my God." And she couldn't get up, dude. I had to literally pick the door up off of her and throw it up against the wall. And she's like, "What the hell happened?" She had a big knot on her head. Don goes, "Dude, that came off the wall." I'm like, "You seen it?" He goes, "I seen it. It came off of the wall. Something pushed it off the wall." It was crazy. And that's the same night where I got scratched, and we heard growling under the table. Like, there was a dog. It sounded like a dog under the table growling. And things started shaking in the house, like in the corner. I'm like, that's when I got scratched. I stood up. I'm like, "Dude, what in the hell is going on in this place, man?" You know, I'm like looking down. I'm stood up. I'm ready to do battle with something. You know what I mean? I'm like, "I don't know what the hell is going on." And he's looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm like, "Dude, I'm freaking out, man. Like, I've never had this happen before. This is kind of freaky."
Yeah.
And the homeowner's like, "Your face is bleeding." I'm like, "What?" and I grabbed my face, and it was bleeding. I got a scratch. And where the hell I got a scratch from? You know, I don't, you know, I'm in construction. I don't have any nails. You know, I didn't bump in anything. All I did was stood up. Because I didn't know what the hell. I thought something was getting ready to be like The Exorcist up in there or something. It was freaky, man. That's one place that it was one of the most active places I think I've been in a home, besides Ephrata and the case that me and Don first did when we first got started and this stuff, and it was just me and him in Westminster, Maryland. That place was freaking really haunted. And the funny thing,
lived in Westminster.
Dude, it was right off of Ridge Road. Little country house, you know, you wouldn't think that it was anything malevolent in there, but dude, it was, if there was ever something bad, it was in that house. Mm-hmm. That one, New Cumberland, and this one in Ephrata, there's something not good there too.
Yeah, I agree.
Your mom was attacked by something in that bedroom. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, I remember the stories from her telling me.
And you know what, dude? I was never a firm believer that a ghost could attack you and do things to you or, you know, whatever the hell they are. But it happened there, man. And it was the first time I'd ever really seen something like that, you know, where it looked like she was burned almost at one part on her back. And then it was nasty, man. She was freaked out. She was definitely freaked out. And it made a point to her and to me too as well, because, you know, she had, at one point, that St. Michael's medal got tight around her neck, and it happened to me, and I never said anything. I never said a word to Sue or your mother about it.
Oh, yeah, and I remember that.
It got tight around my neck, and I grabbed it. And I'm like, what the hell was that? You know, and I'm like, it's just my mind playing tricks on me. And right after that, it happened to your mother, and she never said anything, but then she got scratched. And that was pretty nasty. And she was freaked out after that, dude. We had a case right after that, and she was nervous, man. Like, I've never seen her like that. I was like, "You okay?" She goes, I'm just kind of nervous about this whole thing. Like, that happened. I'm nervous." And we had a lot of stuff happen in that house too, with the front door opened up on her and Don. And she was freaking out.
I heard she screamed or whatever, and, like, lost it.
Oh, dude, the front door opened up on its own. The front, it just opened up. It started right away when we walked into this house, man. It was a really nice house, man. It's probably like a $1 million house we were in. And, dude, the front door, I'm in there with this guy, one of our members. He used to be a member, John. And it sounds like someone's trying to get in the door, like it's locked. You know, the screen door is locked. And it's going, yeah. I'm like, dude, you locked the door, man. Don's trying to get in here. He goes, I didn't lock the door, man. So I opened the door, and it stopped. Boom, there was no one there. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's kind of weird, because there was somebody. It was one of those spring-loaded handles, you know, those levers you push, and it, you know, it pops back up. You know, every time you turn it down, it pops back up. And there was no explanation for that. And then the door opened by itself when your mom and Don were in there together. And we had went to the store. Me and John went to the store, and it opened about probably like 3 foot. It opened up, and it was locked. The door was locked because I locked it when I left out.
Yeah.
Don called me. He's like, dude, did you lock the door? And I was like, yeah, I locked it, man. I shut it and locked it. I actually locked it from the inside and pulled it shut and made sure it was locked. And he's like, it opened up, man. I'm like, no way. He goes, yeah. And the homeowner, you know, after I told him that it opened, they said, yeah, the door opened on them before too. And the cups moved. We did catch one of the cups moving. We did. It was really weird because we had them sitting on an angle on this dishwasher thing. And one cup in the middle moves off of it and slides down. And we tried to debunk that thing. We went back there, jumped around. I had the homeowner jumping around. My big ass was jumping around. And, dude, they never move. They didn't even budge. And that cup in the middle came off of the dishwasher onto the counter.
Yeah.
And we captured that on video, which was,
yeah, it was a cool one. I mean, it's
definitely something paranormal.
I remember being in that house and sitting in the living room, because a lot of times I like to just sit quietly by myself in an area. And I was sitting in the, well, actually it was the family room, I guess. And you all were in the back bedroom. And we kept hearing, like, they had marble counters. And we kept hearing, like, these big loud bang. Not bang, but like a yeah, it was like something was dropped on it.
Yeah.
And then everybody came out. But I was touched a couple times there.
That's the place where the dogs were barking. This is a cool story. The homeowner is telling me he's in the bedroom with the dogs, and the dogs are barking at something in the house. Like, they're looking at something barking, right? Then all of a sudden, he hears a man's voice go, "Shut up!" really loud at the dogs, dude. And it was in the room with him. It's like, I was freaked out, man. And it happened twice. He said it happened one day, and then, like, a week later, it happened again. This time, it happened with his son. He said the dogs just started barking, and the dogs pick up on this thing that's in the house. The dogs started barking, and all of a sudden, the son hears a man's voice go, "Shut up!" like really loud, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'd be a little freaked out.
Yeah,
if I heard that.
I think so.
Oh my god, man! He said it was loud, like there was a man in the room, but there wasn't any man in the room.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Totally creepy. But,
yeah. That's my stories for tonight.
Well, I had this whole big thing. I was like, I was looking up Black Eyed Children, and I was like I was so deep into this damn research. Oh God! And there's not enough of time to go through what I was gonna talk about, but
What happens when you wing it.
It is what happens when you wing it. So I guess we got to wrap it up, but. You know, everybody can visit us at HarrisburgAreaParanormalSociety.com if you have an issue that you would need some assistance with. Even if we aren't in the area, if we're not able to come and visit you and to help you out, we can certainly help you find a reputable group to come and assist you. Our phone number is 888-515-3083. We do use that number sometimes on our shows on Tuesday nights for people to call in.
Yeah.
And, also, you can visit the radio show page at facebook.com/blurredline. We also I want to give a shout out to our podcast listeners. You are increasing by leaps and bounds. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can go to blurredline.podomatic.com. You can also go to blurredlineradio.com. That's where the blog is. I try to update it. But I'll be better about it. What else? What else? What else? What do you guys want to say? We've got 2 minutes. Actually, we got 1:15.
The Blurred Line rocks.
Sure does.
Yes, it does. Listen sure. More.
Listen more. Go to the podcast. Download those episodes. We're also on iTunes. So you have no excuse not to listen. So anyway, everyone have a great night.